Hello again, everyone, and welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. This week, while the national media has been focused on the president's remarks over Iraq, issues vital to agriculture also got in the spotlight in the president's State of the Union address. Jonna Miller reports.
Two of the biggest issues in agriculture these days are immigration reform and renewable fuels. Both issues proved to be important enough to the nation for the president to talk about them in his State of the Union speech.
They are both issues that you can find bipartisan accord on, and that's the environment that we're working in these days. The House and the Senate are Democratic controlled, and the administration is Republican. He has to work with both sides of the aisle, and these are two issues on which you can find a common ground.
American Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Mark Maslin says the president reiterated his message that immigration reform needs to address border security, increase domestic enforcement, and a temporary worker program.
It's essential for agriculture that we have a guest worker program or a temporary worker program and here legally to do the work.
Farmers and ranchers were also encouraged to hear the president suggest increasing the renewable fuel standard to 35 billion gallons.
The renewable energy area is an exciting area to be working in right now. There is so much interest and technology in the works. I think anything that we can do to reduce our dependence on foreign oil is a good thing.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
The day after the president's speech, Ag Secretary Mike Johanns reaffirmed the administration's commitment to renewable fuels with an increase in funding for the new farm bill.
We will be proposing $1.6 billion in new funding for renewable energy with a focus on cellulosic energy research and production as part of the administration's 2007 farm bill proposals. This is going to support the president's goal of reducing gasoline usage by 20%. In 10 years.
Getting the country less dependent on foreign oil. Have a safe weekend. Join us Monday on the TRN.